we present a further episode in the radio series based on the world-famous BBC comedy success, Steptoe and Son. With Wilfred Bramble as Albert.
Great useless article, that's what he is. Scared of spiders. Won't even stand the kitchen while I'm boiling winkles. Well, not like me. Take something to scare me. That's because I keep myself fit, on me toes, disciplined, healthy body and healthy mind. All steel and whipcord. That's me.
Harry H. Corbett as Harold.
Go on, get in there, you great sweet. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. Now, you're a good horse. We've done a lot of good work. Just go in. That's a good lad. Yes, that's it. You're going to have a good feed, you are. That's more than I'll get. You're a rotten horse. You're not a good horse. And thank God I haven't got to look at the backside of you for another 12 hours.
This week, the wooden overcoats.
Oh, good. Just look at that. Just look at that cartful. I can't wait to see the old man's face when I show him what's on that cart. Dad! 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 He's never here when you want him. Dad! He's at my booze again. If I catch him, I'll ram his corkscrew right up his dirty little nose, I will. I'll nip across, I'll surprise him. Look at that. Lying in a deck chair. He's stripped down, toasting himself with the sun goggles, the trilby hat and all under a sunray lamp. I'll teach him.
I got to! Got to!
Come on. Give us the money.
There's nothing here. I'm a poor man. There's no money here. Oh, you wouldn't need an ex-serviceman. No.
Want to keep the box?
I've only got one lung. Come on! Me son will be home in a minute.
Your son's home now, you great sweet.
Oh, Harold. Oh, it's you. You great useless article. What do you want to creep up on me like that for? I nearly had heart failure. You done that on purpose. You thought I'd flake out, didn't you? You thought it'd be a good idea, didn't you?
Oh, do go and put your clothes on. What a revolting sight to come home to. You look like a pamphlet for famine relief. Go on. Now get your rotten clothes on.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Where'd you get this sun lamp from?
I found it out in the yard. I mended it this morning. I was just trying it out. They're very good. Apart from making you brown, they bombard you with vitamins. It's like the sun, you see, gets through your pores and has a go at the bones.
Well, your old bones wants having a go at me, I'll tell you.
I can feel it doing me good. Me rheumatiz is better already. They're marvellous things. We don't get enough sun in this country. Have a quarter bit of it.
Just hang on. Wait a minute, yes. Yes, yes, I think you have got a touch of it. You must have. Because this is an ordinary electric light bulb in here, you great twit.
Well, there was no book of instructions with it. I can't be expected to keep up with everything that's going on.
Oh, come and do something you understand. Yeah. Something you're an expert on. It's called dodging unloading the cart.
Oh, yeah. Did you have a good day? Got some good stuff?
Yes, that's more like it. Now we shall see all them little grey cells rush into action. Did I have a good day? Junk. Junk and rubbish. The tawdry remains of a tatty consumer society. Are you coming? Would you be so kind as to help me just unload the cart? I mean, if you can graciously see your way to get hold of that end of the tarpaulin and I'll take the other. Now, just give it a good hard pull. Oh, look, it has got stuck on your corner. I mean, could you get your little pinky under the corner?
All right, don't
nag. I know what I'm doing. Now, let's see what you've got. Coffins! Oh, my God!
What's the matter with you?
They're coffins! They're coffins!
Well, now they're coffins. That's why I bought them. Not bad, are they?
Get them out of here! Get them out of here!
Get them out of here? I'll give £6.5 for that lot.
I don't care how much you go for them. Get them out of here. Oh, dear. Oh, my heart. Oh, that's the second shock in 5 minutes. What are you trying to do to me? Get rid of them.
What? There's nothing wrong with them. I mean, they're perfectly good coffins. I mean, just feel that wood. Oh, listen to that. How lovely bit of wood that is. Oh, we're going to make a bomb out of these. I bought them at an auction.
We're rag and bone men, not undertakers.
Look, Dad, you don't understand. These coffins works out at 25 bob each. Where can you buy a coffin for 25 bob these days? Well, don't you worry. We're going to make a very handsome profit out of these.
Profit? What a horrible, callous mind you've got. I'm a respectable rag and bone merchant, not a dealer in death.
I don't know what you're rabbiting on about. Look, you have got to be realistic, Dad. You have got to have coffins. I mean, everybody has to go someday. So we might just as well make a few bob out of them as there's somebody else have a go.
These horrible things are not staying here in my yard.
Of course they're not.
How good.
They're going in the house. Well, I'm not leaving them out here to get warped. I mean, what good's a warped coffin? You can't get them.
It's you that's warped. I'm telling you, Harold, those coffins go into this house over my dead body.
Well, that's one sale. Which one do you fancy? Go on, there's bound to be one here your size. How tall are you? Yeah, how tall are you? Here you are. Yeah, how about this one? Oh, yes, you'd fit nicely into that, you would. Very comfortable. Look, no knot holes. Keep the drafts out. The lovely bit of pine, this is.
Yeah, you'd like to see me in one of those, wouldn't you? You'd like to see me off. You can't wait, can you?
Oh, right, if you're so touchy. I suppose I'll have to carry them inside myself. Mind out.
I forbid you to take that into the house. Harold, please don't do it. You're tempting fate, Harold.
Oh, don't be foolish, Dad. Oh, really, when you come to think of it, what a primitive little man you are. Yeah. The full of little superstitions. Salt over the shoulder. Don't pass on the stairs. Don't cross knives. Don't put umbrellas in the house and open them up. Don't put your shoes on the table. A dark man's got to be first in the house on New Year's Eve, spitting on the coal.
Now, stop fooling about, Harold. You'll be sorry for this, mark my words.
An omen's gone. Blimey, the omens we've had. Cross-eyed dogs, black cats. Don't tread on a spider, otherwise it'll rain. I'll never forget when that sparrowhawk dropped dead at my feet. You said that meant I was going to be the Prime Minister.
No, don't you laugh about omens. I've seen too many in me time. You scoffed when them pigeons settled on Mrs. Bentley's roof, didn't you? I said, hello, there's an omen. She hasn't got long. And I was right. She was dead within 18 months.
Dad, she was 102.
That don't make no difference. Those pigeons knew. Please, Harold, get rid of them. It's an omen of doom.
Oh, Dad, please don't be so daft. I mean, use your noddle. I mean, if they was omens of doom, there wouldn't be a live undertaker left in the country. I mean, they'd all be stretched out in their own boxes, wouldn't they?
You can joke. Look,
have you seen an undertaker shop? I mean, they've got rooms full of coffins. They don't bother them. I mean, they're upstairs in the flat laughing and drinking, joking. The only time they're sad, mate, is when the business is slack.
Yeah, that's different. That's their profession.
A very good one it is too, mate. There is three things that the human race has got to do. That is eat, drink, and snuff it. You get in on any of those, mate, and you are set up for life. The three B's, beef, booze, and boxes. You can't go wrong then, I'll tell you. I'll give 25 bob each for these. I'll get 10 quid a piece for them. That's 800% profit. I mean, where else can you get that sort of return? Oh, it is a marvellous racket. You don't even have to dig your own holes. Come on now.
There, don't touch me with that thing. Ooh, makes me go cold all over.
Right, where shall I put this one? Oh, this'll do for the time being. Here, come on, move the tea tray, will you, Dave?
Not on the table, Harold, please.
Oh, all right, I can go on the settee, then. There. Here, you know. We ought to think seriously about going into this game full-time. Oh, yes. I can see you in a top hat now, walking behind the cortege.
Yeah,
right. Oh, you'd make a lovely undertaker, Dad. You've got just the right sort of miserable face that people like to see about the place. Now, you'd be a knockout with the relatives.
Stop,
you would, really.
Stop this kind of talk. Stop it.
Ah, come on. You're too sensitive. That's your trouble. A bit like me. I'm not bothered. When you've got to go, you've got to go. That's all there is to it. There is no point in worrying about it. And if it's half as good up there as the church tells us it is, we ought to be queuing up to go, lad.
No. Don't you stop blaspheming. Not with coffins in the house.
Oh, well, that's the lot. There we are. They look quite nice, don't they?
Yeah.
No, they're simple, plain, aesthetically pleasing to the eye, don't you feel? It's a bit Scandinavian, really, aren't they?
For the last time, Harold, I'm asking you to get them out of here.
Can't you get it through your act that they are stopping here? I'm not taking a chance of having them spoiled out there in the yard. They're staying here in that drawer until I can place them. Now, please do leave off. I'm asking you nicely, Dad.
Right. If they stay, I'm going.
What do you mean?
I'm not sleeping in a house with empty coffins in it.
Oh, God. You're serious, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
They really upset you, don't they?
I'm afraid so, Harold.
I didn't think it would affect you that much.
I can't help it. He's just the way I'm built.
Oh. Oh, well, all right. I mean, if that is the way it has got to be...
Yeah.
That's the way it has got to be. Here's your coat. Where can I get in touch with her?
You! You're evil, that's what you are. Evil.
I'll put the evil eye on you. I'm warning you. Yeah, if you leave now, you'll miss the sacrifice of the chicken. 12 o'clock sharp, bring your own mask.
Turning out your father on a night like this.
Oh, dear. Oh, no, look, I'm not turning you out. I mean, you could stay here if you want to. I don't care.
I can't stay. You're forcing me out. Do you think I could sleep upstairs knowing these horrible things was down here?
As long as you stay up there and we stay down here, you've got nothing to worry about, have you? Well, make up your mind. I'm locking up soon. You staying or going?
I'm going.
Right. Where are you going to sleep?
In the stables.
What? With Hercules?
Well, I'd rather sleep with him than stay here.
Out there? With the straw and all that smell?
It'll be purer out there with an innocent animal with all the smell of death and evil in this place. Where's my hurricane lamp?
It's over there. Oh, come on, Dad. You can't stay out there all night. I mean, it's only a shed. It's cold and damp.
No, I don't care. I'll be all right.
But what about your chest? It's going to be bad for your chest.
Don't you worry. I've slept under worse conditions in the trenches. I'll manage.
Oh, come on, Dad. They can't hurt ya.
What's that?
That's the tube train.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. It's thunder. It's an omen.
Oh, God.
I'm not setting foot inside this house again until all them coffins is gone. If you want to stay here on your own and take a chance, that's up to you. Good night. I wouldn't be in your shoes tonight. Aren't you worried at all?
No. No, of course not. Well, why should I be? I mean, there are only a few bits of wood nailed together into a certain shape. What's that to be worried about in there?
You can't have any imagination, that's all I can say. There are omens abroad.
Good.
You'll see. I remember hearing a play once. It was about a bloke. He slept in a house by himself with a coffin, and when they found him next morning, he was a white-haired, raving maniac, covered in pigeon's blood. Good night. Watch out for them pigeons. Sleep well.
I'll leave the door open for you in case you wants to come in.
I shan't want to come in, don't worry about that. I don't mind the stable. At least I should have a living creature to keep me company. Just shut up. Move over.
Oh dear. It is pathetic to listen to him. Oh, the rubbish they have pumped into him. I must say, in this age of computers and of space probes, to find a fella whose mentality is such that he's still suffering from the phobias of childhood is ridiculous. Oh, well, I'm for bed. All the lights off in the kitchen, yes. In the lights in here. Oh, just look at the moonlight shining through the windows onto the coffins. Oh, how dramatically artistic. Oh, look, the handles is a blaze of gold. Oh, yes, how can people be afraid of him? There's nothing wrong with this. Lots of bit of wood, that's all. Best quality pine. Yeah, it's good quality stuff, that. Are you there? Is there anybody there? Can you hear me? Oh, dear. Ooh, 25 bob each. That is not bad. I must get 60 quid for them. I should have bought the lot. Still, I couldn't get 300 in here. White-haired raving maniac, covered in pigeon's blood. He'll wake up a raving maniac if that all starts jumping about. There's nothing in what he'll be covered in, mate. Oh, dear. Oh, well, I think I'll go to bed. There's nothing to stay up here for. Oh, well, better open the window. Yes. Always best to have a window open if there's thunder about. Lightning. Stone me lightning. Oh, well. I reckon bed's the best place. Time for a bit of the old shut-eye. Those coffins look really peaceful, don't they? Ta-ta, ta-ta-ta, ta-ta-ta. Oh, I was afraid. What's that? I must fix that cupboard. I'll have that cat altered, I will. Oh, well. See? Nothing in it. Oh, well. I'm going upstairs to bed. I am. Da-dum, bum, 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 da-da-da-da.
to any pretty fair. Ooh.
Ah, oh, that's better. This pillar's a bit lumpy tonight. Ooh. No, don't need to be afraid, though. There's a few bits of the old wood nailed together, that's all they are, mate. Who's that? Who's that? Oh, it's the window blown open, I think. Yes. Yes, that's all right. Oh, now the lights has gone. Where's that candle? Where's the candle? Oh, here. Oh, blimey, what a game. Dad? Dad? Are you in your room, Dad? Dad? Have you come in, Dad?
Dad, are you in there?
I'll fix that window if it's the last thing I do. Listen. Who's there? Who's there? Come out, I can hear you. Come out, come out. Michael, it's the pigeons. Get away. Get off my roof, you pigeons. Don't go trampling about on my roof. You're not having me. Go away. Get off. You can't frighten me. Go away. I'm not frightened of pigeons. Go away. Go away. Dad. Dad. Are you all right, Dad? Dad? Are you asleep, Dad?
Dad? What's the matter, Dad? What?
Are you asleep?
Who is it? It's me.
Harold?
Yeah.
Hello, Dad.
Hello? What do you want to come and say hello at 1 o'clock in the morning for?
I was worried about you. I come to see if you're all right.
Of course I'm all right. I was well away then. I was having a marvellous dream about Mary Pickford. What do you want?
Don't you think you had better come in?
Come in? Come in where?
In the house.
No, I'm not going in there, I told you.
I think you ought to, Dad. It's pouring with rain.
Not in here, isn't.
It's ever so cold.
Oh, I'm not. It's lovely in here. Go to bed and leave us alone.
The lights has gone, you know.
Ah, probably needs a shilling and a meter.
Ah, well, yes. Yes, I haven't got any, you see.
Well, I've got some. They're in the vows.
Oh, good. In the front room?
Yeah.
Dad? Hmm? Are you coming in?
No.
I can't let you stay out here on your own, Dad. No, I'm sorry. I mean, if you were to have one of your turns in the middle of the night and I wasn't here to look after you, I would never forgive myself.
I'm not going to have a turn. I feel fine. Just let me get back to sleep. Mary's waiting for me.
No, Dad, I'm sorry. It's my duty to be with you. And if you insist on staying out here, I'll just have to put up with the discomfort and stay out here with you.
What have you got there? Blimey. A mattress, pillows, blankets. You came prepared, didn't you?
Not at all. I brought them out for you in case you wasn't comfortable.
Liar. They're all for your bed. I recognise the blankets. You wouldn't bring your stuff out for me.
Look, I'm not prepared to argue a toss with you at this time of night. It is very late. Oh, I've got to get my rest. Here. Move about. Ah, yes. Oh, that's better. It's quite nice in here, really, isn't it? Good night, Dad.
Night. Better blow the candle out. We don't want the whole perishing place to go up in flames.
Okay, Dad. Just as long as you won't be nervous in the dark. Night.
Night.
Dad.
What now?
If I get rid of them coffins tomorrow, will you come back into the house?
Yes.
Oh, all right, then. I'll get rid of them.
Good.
Just for you, you understand?
Yes. Thank you, Harold.
That's all right, Dad. I can't understand what you were scared about, though. But if you're scared, you're scared. That's all there is to it. I mean, there's nothing to be ashamed of. You can't help it. Oh, there's nothing one can do about it. No, it is the way you were born. But there's nothing to be frightened of now. I'm here with you. I'll look after you. You're quite safe now. Oh, yes. The coffins is over there. And we're over here. I wouldn't worry about it anymore if I was you, Dad. Dad? 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 Dad, wake up! Wake up, Dad! Dad, don't go to sleep before me! Dad! Dad, wake up, Dad! 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 I want a drink of water! Dad, come get me a drink of water! Dad!
You've been listening to Wilfred Bramble and Harry H. Corbett as Steptoe and Son, written by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson, adapted for radio by Gail Pedrick and produced by Bobby Jay.